the characteristic of the transport system, it needs capital, and not small capital, especially when we talk of ship, mega ships that are built for cruise liner cost millions of dollars. And there are special ship building yards where these cruise liners of a mega series taking more than 3,500 people. So it needs a lot of capital investment to a large extent in terms of infrastructure, vehicles, tracks, and control systems. So you have got vehicles and vehicle manufacturing unit are spread around. For example, Airbus existing ship, in France, they have shipbuilding yards where cruise liners and other ships are built or taken care of, and different other places around Greece is one of them. Likewise, aircraft has two major companies and one in Brazil as well. So the major San Diego for Boeing and Airbus in France and other one in Brazil. So all this need all big investment. These are the private companies. Other than definitely some other aircraft which are military aircraft, but they don't fall under transport system. So that's called for different marketing and promotion to justify such investment. Obviously, when a scheduled airline operates, a scheduled railway network, which I said other than India, in many parts of the world, especially in Europe and North America, the railway lines are owned by private companies. Amtrak, a famous railway network in US. Then you have U-Rail, whereas railways of different countries are linked in buying and different arrangements through U-Rail. You have a Brit Rail, and so on and so forth. So it needs all big investment. It shows the typical characteristic of seasonality, highs and lows in demand on a periodic basis. We don't see much that happening in India except for the demand. But even pricing is monitored in other countries of the world according to the operation. So an early morning train coming in from UK to France will have a higher pricing than a train departing in the middle of the day. Likewise, early morning flight from London coming to Amsterdam for business purposes will have a higher fare. Also, the transport used by commuters will have different rates in the peak hours and low rates in the off-peak hours. So yes, it shows typical characteristic that fares, pricing all depends on the seasonality, high and low. It's always concerned about the fleet capacity and utilization. Many airlines are these days suffering the shortage of fleet simply because it's a demand. As per one of the survey, India would need anything from 1,000 to 1,200 new aircraft to meet the growth of aviation in India. All the international airlines and domestic airlines who are operating within India are asking for additional fleet. And many aircraft don't come as per the scheduled timings at what they look forward for. That's why some of the airlines have stopped their advancement in the operation of the new destinations. Some have withdrawn. I'll give example of Rwanda. It used to come to Mumbai two times a week. Is withdrawn because they have shortage of aircraft which they want to operate in another route. So always concern about fleet, capacity, and its utilization. Of course, it doesn't mean that all aircraft flying in are 100% going full load. But this industry, transport industry, is always increasing. We need to have more, and that is still required because the demand is high. The supply of fleet or the vehicle is still falling short. The nature of transport product also to be counted on. So the transport product comes as a bundle of services. It comprises of components available at a specified price. Understand this term. Transport product comes as a bundle of services. What does that mean? Let me go to the slide back. So bundle of product means if you buy a ticket of Air India going from Mumbai to Jeddah, so you have paid for airline ticket, which means your transportation to take you from Mumbai to Jeddah, it also takes care in the price added up to you to pay for all the taxes, all the service charges, fuel surcharges, plus departure and arrival tax. It also includes the meal that will be served to you. It also includes for the headphone that you use for entertainment. It also includes baggage that you are carrying along with you. And also it includes different type of soft drink and entertainment within the flight. That's called bundle of services. Well, this goes for full service airline. Low cost carriers don't do that. That's why they charge you less. So different components that just I counted on are type of transport product. Obviously, on a cruise ship, if you are sailing, you will not be asked to go and dine whatever you like, wherever you like to. Because you are on a cruise ship, you can't buy food from anywhere. And while you are on the cruise ship, you like entertainment. So they have all opportunities of entertainment. That's why they say cruise is one-stop holiday. Your hotel, which means your cabin which you are staying in, is paid. Your meal is paid. Your entertainment is paid. You have been paid for every facility on a cruise ship other than, of course, alcohol and gambling. So it compromises of different components that I have just now counted. So main component, let's talk about image and positioning of the transport service provide. What they do, image, staff, and in interaction with customer. All airline carry with the same type of aircraft, Boeing or Airbus. But that staff, on-time performance, the services, interaction with the customer, all account for one airline scoring another despite having the same type of aircraft fleet. This is the nature of transport product. Ease of process, convenience, efficiency, which means nobody goes on an aircraft without buying a ticket. You cannot just board the aircraft and say, okay, give me a ticket. Go with your own ticket. Ease. Everything is done in advance, so you are just buying a product that will give you not only to fly, it will be confirmed seat, you'll be sitting on a specific seat, etc. Also, passenger management at terminals. So you are designed to move according to the various process that you go through, from baggage check-in to security check-in, safety check-in to immigration check-in, to go through the terminal boarding, taking you from the departure gate all the way up to the flight. If you have to go by tarmac, by bus, or you enter through the gate, all this are part of the arrangement or the management at the terminals. Ambiance, look at the ambiance, the seating, the comfort, and any services offered during the travel. All are taken care of. The type of vehicle in use is designed. So as I said, all aircraft are bought from two companies, Airbus or Boeing. But every airline designed its aircraft in a different way. Emirates, Etihad, Qatar Airways, British Airways would go for a special designing for their business class product. So much so that some of the aircrafts are now offering you facilities for sharing on the aircraft. They offer you bed, which means your seat turns into 180 degrees bed. All these are offered to you in the speed and special attention to you. Type of vehicle in use, design in, and the price offered to customer as compared to competitor to the same route. Many airlines score because their pricing is better or lower than the competitor. Of course, it depends on the end user. Despite some passengers ready to pay for a higher price because of the brand that they are buying for. So somebody would like to buy A airline despite B airline offering a lower fare or lower fare simply because of the service, simply because of the approach of the attitude and behavior of the cabin crew, because of the availability of entertainment, all that are matter of concern. We count on the advances of the technology. The major innovation they have taken in recent years, information and communication technology has helped with regard to structure. So you have got in-flight entertainment where you can see different type of in-flight entertainment. You can recline your seat and so many such things that are of regulatory structure, then also have environment issues. Of course, these are now the technology major improvement that has come in. So now you have got the autopilot facilities, wherein they set according to the route and the pilot are at ease because most of the operation is going with the various issues. Environmental issues have been also addressed. There is a biofuel that has come in that produces less carbon. In fact, some of the countries have started imposing carbon tax if you don't land in their country and use the aerospace. Of course, another concern that has come is the fuel prices. Fuel prices have shot up ultimately one pace, much higher fare than what was paid many years back. Another important operational constraint is economic growth or decline. Some of the countries have seen growth and some were declined. For example, days of COVID, the decline of air transport resulted into many countries having no tourists at all. That was again the issue related to transport system. No operation, no flight, nothing. And of course, comes exchange rate fluctuation that has an impact and a constraint on external business environment in transportation system. Exchange rate keep fluctuating up and down from time to time, putting up a lot of pressure on the operation of the transport system. Advance in vehicle technology, major innovations are availability of advanced vehicle has supported the industry. I highlighted autopilot as one of the example. There are a number of example of innovation that has come in. Some of the aircraft are so comfortable. Seats have been designed according to someone's ease. You can recline, you can have more leg room, etc. Increased capability of vehicle in terms of their size, seat capacity, speed, range, fuel efficiency, noise, and passenger comfort. So you can see now today's consumer is getting all these benefits thanks to technology that has supported. Earlier, you used to adjust and accommodate yourself only on the seat. But now you have reclining seat. Now you can turn your seat into a 180-degree bed. And many more things of innovation that has come through new technologies. It also influences customers' choice, especially as to which destination can be reached within acceptable time and good and with cost constraint. So there are a lot of people who are now opting for different routes for a better price, cost effective. Some are choosing transit flights. And those who can afford are going on a non-stop flight. So depending on the operational constraint, every passenger has a choice to do that. They are also exploring possibilities of electronic vehicles. I just mentioned that electronic vehicles have taken over slowly from fuel-operated vehicles like diesel and petrol. They are working seriously on biofuel, though not fully taken over, but research and studies are ongoing so that there is no carbon impact to the environment and it produces less carbon, putting less carbon CO2 impact on the environment. What are the operational constraints? Again, from ICT, the development has made it passenger transport services providers, say like airline, a large volume of business. So airline are getting 3 flights a day from one point to another to cater to the large volume. They bring in additional aircraft in the holiday season. All this is the advancement of technology. Also, information and communication technology. They can communicate better with the consumer, resulting into environment that makes things in favor of airline to grow. Likewise, led by airlines, the process for dealing with the inquiries, reservation, and cancellation, all that can be thought of through a system that works, as we have seen in the GDS system, wherein passenger get all this information at the finger of their tips. So with the global distribution system, you can book, you can look for the fare, you can chain reservation and handle all through one mode and seamless, thanks to information and communication technology. Further, this is now possible in road and railways also. So for example, the buses and train, there are a lot of apps through the technology has been implemented. So while sitting in Mumbai, you can monitor a specific train that is going on from Delhi to Kolkata, where it has reached, how much it is late, where is the next platform. Likewise, on aircraft, you can always find out flight, landing, departure time, boarding passes, all thanks to the ICT. Okay, so we are looking into various external business environment and operational constraint. ICT, we have gone into detail, the role of ICT, development that has taken place for the passenger. And we have seen into that so information and communication technology has been using it and making it possible. We counted on what can be offered in selection of seat to reservation and different activity. And also we have looked into now, led by airlines, the process to dealing with reservation booking are also happening through the information and communication technology development. Now, regulatory structure is also contributing toward operational constraint in all countries. All over the world, the operations of international and national airlines passengers transport system were closely controlled and regulated both for domestic and international movement. We know that the regulation exists. Number of times domestic and international flight have noticed some penalty being imposed on them for late arrival, for any technical hit, or for canceling. So regulatory services are prevalent all around the world, especially if there is some fault of the airline, some of the issues. So in that cases, airlines are advised as per the regulatory system also on landings, allocation of slots, ground timings, and in air transportation also. Permission to fly that I'm referring to call slots, and there is a special agreement between different countries of the world, and according to that airlines distribute number of seats from one destination to another and from one country to another. All these take care as a regulatory structure wherein even pilots, crew members, departure times, services. For example, on ground, many countries don't allow consumption of alcohol or wine to be given, even to business class passengers. So all these are some of the agreement between governments and requirement as per the regulatory structure to operate this. So no airline can land unless they have approval from respective Directorate General of Civil Aviation. Likewise, an aircraft cannot enter aerospace of another country unless the traffic control allows them to enter. So this regulatory structure helps in proper functioning and smooth operation. It also has some operational instruction. Environmental issues have been addressed in form of blowing of carbon for a flight that's not landing but using the aerospace. So there environmental issues come, in-house growth of various type of transport system hurts the environment, like carbon being consumed, ultimately petrol consumption results into different type of formation and disturbing the environment. Some airlines in Europe are banned because of their poor quality of aircraft, poor quality of their safety standard, etc. And many of the airlines also, as I said, under different convention wherein they have agreement with one another to see that there is no environmental or less impact of those carbon happen. Main areas of environmental concern are noise pollution, emission, use of energy, congestion, yes, and website or waste production. So ultimately when fly flies over certain space, there is an issue related to noise for which environmental issue comes in. I will give you an example here. London Heathrow Airport has banned landing and takeoff of the aircraft for a number of years between 12 midnight till 6 o'clock, and they call it midnight curfew. This is because the resident residing around the London Heathrow Airport, when Heathrow Airport was under construction, they won a case because of the noise pollution that flight takes off and landing happened. So literally, except a few long-haul flights who don't land in a specific time period because of their departure schedule, rest of the flights are banned to land in London due to noise. And this is in practice even now called midnight curfew. So airport is literally closed. Only few flights coming in from long haul are allowed to land. And likewise, waste in form of waste of even food is being an issue, because all food that is unconsumed is disposed of, thrown out, ultimately resulting into more waste. And not to forget, the fuel burning results into carbon impact. Some of the airline have put up as a practice, they write on the ticket of each passenger, because that's the need certain customer demand, because they have their ecotourism and sustainability into their mindset, and they are advised by the respective airline what will be the CO2 impact by their flying on a specific route.